This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to Dukes and Bell. John Fricke from the Northern Kia Studios alongside my buddies Oren and Day-Day as we take you through this Friday. Fellas will be back on Monday. So the Braves are going to approach the second half of the season here once we get through the All-Star weekend here. And hopefully, look, Atlanta should put on a good show. I mean, it's great to have the game here. Wish we're under better circumstances for the local team. But, you know, hey, listen, maybe this will at least give us something to be able to celebrate the game this season before moving on. A reminder that we're going to be broadcasting from Murph's in the Galleria from Dale Murphy's Place, Murph's, all from Saturday through Tuesday. Do drop by. That's where all the fan stuff is inside the Galleria anyway. So go over to the Galleria, get part of the fan experience over there, and drop by Murph's and say hi as we broadcast wall-to-wall for the All-Star Game. And then we got the SEC Media Days going on too, so we got lots going on all over town here in Atlanta for next week's going to be just packed in. So the Braves are going to go into the air quote second half of the season. We all know that this is playing out the string on a lost year. We get that. But that doesn't mean that there isn't going to be some intrigue in terms of how you're going to stack for next year. One is the manager, and the other is the roster. Let's begin with the roster. Jim Bowden, friend of the show, longtime GM in Major League Baseball, appearing on a show called Foul Territory and giving his thoughts about what the Braves ought to do at the deadline.
Now, with Atlanta, they're not going to do a rebuild. They're not even going to do a reboot. But that being said, you mentioned Marcell Ozuna with the hip. Still has some power. We still have some teams that need a little bit of offense to their lineup. And I think there's no doubt that if Alex has the right deal for Ozuna, he will move on from him. I've also heard that there's a couple of teams, in particular San Diego and Tampa Bay, that would like to pry Sean Murphy from them, knowing they have Drake Baldwin as their long-term catcher there. So I think there's a possibility that they could go. But if Atlanta does anything, it will probably be Ozuna, Murphy, or something small. But all the rumors about Acuna and Albies and Riley and some of these other bizarre Chris Sale name I've heard as well, I'm not getting that impression from the Atlanta Braves at all. So I think it's small tweaking at the very most of the deadline for Atlanta.
Yeah, that's. I agree with that. Exactly what he said here. We've been saying it too. No sale on sale. I think the Braves, because it isn't a rebuild. You want to believe that this is a one-off, that this year's just a total one-off. Everything that could have gone wrong did. It's Sean Murphy's law. I mean, whatever. You know, yes, Ozuna, sure, fine, good. Sean Murphy, sure, fine, good. You got to get a shortstop in next year, but opening day next year, Riley's at third, Albies is at second, Olsen's at first, Profar's in left, you know, Harrison's at center, Acuna's in right. You got Chris Sale and Spencer Strider and Spencer Schwalenbach, Ronaldo Lopez. I mean, that's the core of your rotation. They don't necessarily need at this point to go out and get another starter. Priority is really going to be closer, bullpen 7, 8, 9. Haven't had a 7-8-9. They got to rebuilding the bullpen is and a shortstop are the two major priorities of this team. We all know that. A little bit more bench depth would help too, especially backup catcher. But those are the priorities, and that's not really something that can happen much because part of the problem is the draft is coming up here, and with the draft coming up, Braves have the 22nd pick because it's not like, you know, it's not like based on the first half of this year where the Braves have pick number 6. No, not so much. They have pick number 22. I mean, maybe they can get some compensatory picks. the Braves might need, what do they call those things, guys? Day-Day and Orin, they call them, what are the picks called in baseball? Evening out the, playing advantage here, you know, like trying to make everybody good. Give you an extra pick to try to make you everybody square, you know? So, I don't know. Maybe they need one of those things. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they do in the draft. It'll be interesting
competitive
to see what
balance
they do.
Rounds.
Competitive, thank you. I knew it was some fancy dancy word. Competitive balance picks, thank you. The Braves actually need a competitive balance, and then of course then attention turns to Snit. And so I asked today on my Twitter at John Fricke, JohnFricke, Frick with an E on the end. The Braves, I said, the Braves will not fire Brian Snicker. Okay, and when I say that, I'm not just there. The Braves are not going to fire Brian Snicker. So stop at anybody else saying you want Brian. They're not going to do that, okay? I mean, the man's going to be put into the Braves Hall of Fame. He's right there with Joe Torre and Bobby Cox, the three greatest Atlanta Braves managers of all time. They're not going to do that to him, okay? So what happens now? So, Orem, there are three options. Number one, I put Snit is allowed to decide if he stays for next season. Number two, Snit retires at the end of this season, or number three, Snit, air quotes, retires Wednesday, the day after the All-Star game.
He goes through it the rest of the season. Braves don't, they're not a manager gets removed or relieved of duty in the middle of the season type of team. So, yeah,
really, what happened to Freddy Gonzalez when Snicker took the job? Wasn't that?
You know, that was different, different guys here at that point, but.
Wasn't that a middle of the year move? I'm just curious, just asking. Last time they made a managerial move, it was in the middle of the year. Didn't they fire their third base coach like 40 games in?
Yeah, third base coach though, John. Third base coach.
Okay, just asking. Day-Day, Snit is allowed to decide if he stays next season. Snit retires at the end of this season. Snit retires Wednesday, the day after the All-Star game.
Snit is allowed to decide if he wants to come back next season. But I think ultimately he'll take his time in that decision and probably decide to walk away.
The argument to be made for number three, where Snit retires on Wednesday, the day after the All-Star game, is this. I had somebody, one of the multitude of comments on this post on X that I put up there, say, you know, that it makes no sense to do it on Wednesday. I can make an argument that it does make some sense. This is not going to get any better. And so I don't want Snit to go out. I've been saying this for a long time on such a sour note because he's been so great for this franchise. And I want him to be saluted. We all do. But more importantly, it allows the Braves. Look, there's already been one managerial change, right? Washington's made a change of manager. You don't want to be – if you're going to make a change, if he's – I want to go – let's wind this back for a second, guys, okay? At the beginning of the year, Snit was asked, and he says, yeah, you know, I mean, this might be my last year. And it all went kind of downhill from there. And it never caught 0-7, and it just never caught up. And so when he made that statement, now we're playing, you know, this is like, okay, we're walking into a dead end here. We got a lame duck manager. And so it kind of just kind of put a kibosh on all the good feelings and vibes coming out of there if he's walking away at the end of the year. And if he's going to walk away at the end of the year, there are going to be other teams that are going to be, well, the Rockies have already made a change. So, I mean, there are going to be multiple teams that are making changes, right? I mean, Rockies have already made a change. Washington's going to make a change. You don't want to be too far down that pecking order. Now, I'll grant you that when Snit decides to retire, there are going to be multiple managers who want this job. Because they're going to go, that was a one-off. I want Acuna and Harris and Riley and Olson and that road. I want to play with those guys because I can take them from the one-off right back to the World Series immediately. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Just go. and he's going to think he's the guy that could take them there right straight back to the top, because they ought to be that team. We all know that they have loads of talent, okay? They're just not performing that way. Maybe we'll get a new manager in here. I would love to see him keep Rick Kranitz, and then, you know, Eddie Perez is somebody I really like too. Rest of them, whatever, you know, especially new hitting coach. But he's going to change his scouting and all that kind of stuff. There's going to be a lot of changes to the organization with a new manager. But if you do want, if Alex Anthopoulos has somebody in mind, since Snip mentioned it before the year, if he has somebody in mind, you know, right now that he's talking to Snip, look, Snip, you know, I got to make a move on this. I can get this guy. This is the guy I really want. If you're going to retire, are you going to retire at the end of the year or no? What's going on here? There's going to have to be some conversation when they get back from St. Louis about what's going to take place. But if AA has, and by the way, all of you saying fire Alex, you have to understand that's, again, that's not going to happen. The real estate board of directors and the brokers and the real estate office are not firing Alex Anthopoulos. He's not getting fired. The other way Alex Anthopoulos is not the GM of the Braves is if he quits. If he just gets so fed up with dealing with the real estate board, you know, and he's like the homeowners association from hell or something, and he quits. He just says, that's it. These people, I'm done. You know, that's your bigger concern, because all the people that say fire Alex, I always want to say, and replace him with what? Well, I know somebody better. Okay. Somebody better. If AA has the next manager in mind, and that next manager is not already on the staff, like...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
walk-off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Weiss or somebody. Can't believe it's Freddie, but who knows. But if he has somebody from outside the organization in mind, Snit probably could make way here for an interim manager to allow Alex to be able to go ahead and begin strong negotiations with this next person. At least we'd make contact here and say, let's do this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app.
Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.